Guardian Unlimited.
Well, the evidence we received from the Information Commissioner, Richard Thomas, led us to believe that not only were there a whole series of now publicised examples involving visa applications, doctor's job applications, learner drivers, as well as the Revenue and Customs case, but that other departments were now coming to him to confess that they'd got problems and a trawl was being carried out, and he gave us every indication that there was likely to be more in the pipeline. But beyond that, of course, is the fear that there is simply not sufficient attention given to data protection in the departments which hold data for good purposes, but which can then fall into the wrong hands.
And it's not as if the government hasn't been warned about this.
There have been a whole series of reports from people in the sector. Commissioner himself has warned the government on a number of occasions. And actually, the Prime Minister even conceded when he was himself making a speech in the autumn about the merits of sharing data between departments in order to tackle all sorts of issues. Child protection is one good example of it. But nevertheless, you needed to have accountable systems to protect the public from the misuse or loss of that information. So that the recognition's been there, but the reality hasn't, which is why we've suggested some tougher measures.
Yes, what tougher measures do you recommend?
We think that there's got to be a reporting requirement so that the any organisation, whether a government or a private organisation, which has lost information, has to notify both those affected and the Information Commissioner. We want the Information Commissioner to have stronger powers to go in and deal with these things and greater resources. And at the end of the line, we want there to be a criminal offence, which currently doesn't exist, where somebody who's responsible for data but recklessly loses it and fails to protect it could be the subject of a criminal prosecution.
And it's not just individuals that would be held accountable.
Well, indeed, there could be a corporate responsibility as well. But at the moment, whereas it is a criminal offence, if you get hold of information and then misuse it, that is a criminal offence, potentially. If you are the person who officially has charge of that information or the organisation, then it's not a criminal offence to lose it or recklessly fail to protect it. That situation, we think, and the Commissioner himself thinks, should be changed. And he's got put proposals to the government to do just that.
The government's welcomed the Justice Committee's report. Do you expect your recommendations to be part of any new amendment to the Data Protection Act?
Well, there's also a criminal justice bill going through at the moment, and it would be possible to do it in that context, because there is some strengthening of the existing criminal sanctions for those that they now affect in that legislation. So there are a number of opportunities the government could take. And at the same time, of course, it really has got greatly to improve the general culture of looking after data across government, not least because if they don't do that, then it becomes more difficult to make good use of information in issues, for example, involving criminal actions, potential crimes, child protection, or indeed simply serving the citizen better and giving him the service that he or she needs. All this can benefit from sharing of data, but only if the safeguards are effective.
Do you think that the government's got a mountain to climb here before the public can be satisfied that its data is sufficiently protected?
I think it does have a pretty steep hill to climb, and certainly a mountain if it gets to something like national identity cards, which I personally am opposed to anyway. But I mean, it further weakens the government's position in arguing for national identity cards if it can't even get safeguards in place for our existing very limited range of data sharing.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.